and singing with me one time. Joy, love, and pain. I like sunshine and rain. Joy and pain. I like sunshine and rain. Singing with me one time. Joy, love, and pain. I like sunshine and rain.
Thank you. He's the greatest dancer I've ever seen. WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston. Good morning, everybody. Actually, good afternoon. Guess what? You got me for another hour. That's right. You listen to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here on MFO 91.5 in Boston. We do this every Monday. That's right. We are dealing with some technical issues, but we're getting through it. And I got my partner in crime in-house, Sarah. How are we doing? You all right, girl?
Hi. We're doing great.
That's great. I don't know if they're hearing us, but I hope they are. That's great. We're going to do an interview with Sarah in a little bit. We have a big road race coming up this weekend, July 4th, and we'd like everybody to join in with us. She's going to tell you all about it and how to get involved, and we're going to listen to some more music. Again, you listen to me, DJ D, right here on MFO 91.5. If you want to hear something, send us an email to wmfodjd@gmail.com. WMFO 91.5 Medford, Boston. Good afternoon, everybody. DJ D, you are in the mix. And we have a special guest in-house. We have my good friend Sarah, my partner in crime, and she is the host and commander of the Boxford Road Race, which we do on July 4th. And she's going to talk a little bit about that and tell us a little bit about herself. And she's helping out in the radio station today. She didn't know she was coming here to work. She thought, oh, I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to do an interview. You're working. Anyway, Sarah, what's happening? How you doing, girl?
I am doing great. We are here advertising the Boxford July 4th Road Race. I'm really excited to have this opportunity.
Yeah, it's great. I can't. This is my 25th year. Can you believe it? It's 35 years for the road race, and it's my 25th year doing, you know, hosting this thing with you. It's unbelievable.
It is super cool. It's great having you back every year.
Thank you.
You have eased me into this role, so that was super helpful.
Yeah, we have a good team. We're a good team. We work good together.
Yeah.
She gave me a nice compliment one time. She says, you did a great job. I says, thank you very much. What'd you think? She's wonderful. She goes, sell your equipment.
Yeah.
You want to add to that joke a little more? Listen,
I don't know that I think that quick on my feet. Faster running than I am thinking.
Oh, my God. So, Sarah, you know, usually when I interview somebody, I always ask, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we don't want to know too much, all right?
So I've been in Boxford for the past 10 years. I've been slowly getting involved in more and more things in the community. And I've been part of the track program for the Boxford Athletic Association. And then I've gotten pulled into the road race as well. So prior to being the director of the road race, I had run it with my family many, many times. So my husband and my two kids have all been running the road race together. And so we've been part of it since we moved to Boxford.
Yes, that's right. Your husband helped us out a couple of times. And you guys do. Oh, in fact, yeah. The pitch is the...
He gets roped into a lot of things.
Yeah. I have pictures of, I think it was last year or the year before, he was up there and you guys were doing the presentation of the gift, the trophies, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what the road race is all about? And, you know, it's been renamed after it started. So maybe you could talk about, you know, Jennifer and...
Yeah.
Okay.
So the whole goal of the road race is to generate funds for a memorial scholarship for Jennifer Tinney. She was hit by a drunk driver. And so this race is in her memory. And what ends up happening is those funds go to Masconomet High School, and there is a scholarship every year awarded to one female runner from the Masconomet community.
And did you know, you probably do know, that when the road race is mapped out, they actually run on the street where she was killed?
I didn't know that, actually. Yeah. I met her mom for the first time last year. She came by, and it was really a really great experience to be able to meet her and kind of hear her side of the story, and yeah, that she is very thankful that the race is continuing.
I love it. I mean, and it just brings the community together, and, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, you got to give a shout out to the fire department and the police department. They always protect us. They do well. And then after the road race, we do a nice little parade. It's fun. It's a lot of good time.
Yeah, know? It's very, like, charming, old school. Right, you've got the scouts in the parade, you've got the fire trucks coming down, you've got the tractors coming by, and yeah, the fabulous old cars. Like, they put on a really, really great event.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then after, I think after we do the after the parade, don't they have a cookout or something behind
they
the firehouse?
They do.
Yeah.
They have a cookout and a community event behind the Boxford East Fire Department.
Really? Yeah. And tell us a little bit about more, like, if somebody wanted to get involved, say, and it's not going to happen, but say it was me and I wanted to run.
If you would like to join the race, there are three different options. We know not everybody goes the same speed and pace. So we have a 1 mile fun run, and then we have a 2.5 and a 5 mile run. or walk. You're welcome to walk as well. And then those, you can go to the Boxford Athletic Association website, and then you pull up the tab for the road race, and all the registration information is there, race information, bib pickup, all those different things are on that website, along with our sponsors.
And then there's trophies and awards, or what do they do?
There are. So your winners of each race are getting a Benson's gift card. Oh, wow. And then we also do age group awards. So your first, second, and third place for each age group for all the different races get awards as well.
That's great. That's great. And what's in the future? Any other plans in the Boxford area happening? Any big events? Do you know?
In the fall, there will be the triathlon, the Captain Cashin triathlon out of Stiles Pond. And so that's kind of our next large event, along with many of our other youth programs. But that's the next open to the community event.
Now, do you do other events with the Boxford Athletic Association, or do you just do the road race?
Oh, no. I am involved in many, many things in Boxford.
You're kidding me.
So I'm also the director of the youth track and field program, which we have a summer program going on for third through eighth graders. They come down Wednesday nights. We go to the track and learn all about the world of track and field. In the fall, we have a cross-country program. In the winter, we have an indoor track program. In the spring, we have an outdoor track program. It just goes all year round.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I keep myself very busy.
And how long have you been with the BAA, Boxford Athletic Association?
You know, that requires some math, but I believe I've been involved in something for at least the past 6 years now.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, that's probably, yeah, I think you're right. It's about 6 years and we started working together.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way I got involved in this whole thing was about, well, 25 years ago, a fellow came up to me and right in the center of the town. And he says, hey, I heard you're a good DJ. I said, really? I said, oh, yeah. I said, thank you. He goes, would you do a parade in a road race? I says, yeah, sure. Why not? And he looked at me and says, take it for the next 20 years. And he walked away. Tommy
and
Brown.
And you have lived up to that.
Oh, my God. He came on the porch last time, the 24th year. I said, Tommy, look what you did to me. Here I am. I'm still here. You kidding me? great people. Just great people in the town. And, again, we got to give a shout-out to the Boxford Police and the Fire Department and everybody who takes good care of us, makes us safe.
Oh, yeah.
Safe.
They're,
it's great.
They're awesome. I love having their support every single year.
And the people who do the signage at the end, you know, the timing at the end, do you know, do you want to give them a shout out?
That is Richie Blake from is it Yankee Timing? Ooh, that was a tough one for me. And he's there every year, and between you and Richie, like, you guys have gotten me through my first year, and every year we've gotten better since then. So it's been super helpful having you guys kind of lead me through things.
Yeah, it goes pretty good. We've we have a lot of fun, and it's just, there's been no incidents, nobody got hurt, so it's been great.
Yeah,
no,
so far so good. And we've got lime green shirts this year, so everybody is in safety lime green. We're going to be doing great.
Oh, that's great. That's good. That's great. So anyway, what else do you want to give a notification of how they reach the website again, and any phone number or anything they need to call or what they need to do to get involved?
So again, that's just Boxford Athletic Association, and you'll go to the road race tab, and the information for that will be on there. If you need to contact me, or if you have any questions, my email is at the bottom of the website, and it's baa.roadrace@gmail.com.
And I have to tell you, there was maybe two years ago now, one of the runners come up onto the DJ booth, into the area, the stage area, and she asked me, she says, can I have my photograph with you? I said, sure, absolutely. And so we did the photograph thing. And she goes, I was the first one to win the road races. So you did? Well, congratulations. She goes, yeah, I don't know what the older people, what do they call that, the older group that runs? She's 75.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We just list the, 70-plus age group. That's all. Yeah. We don't define how old you are.
It's incredible. She was, and then she won. She came in first on that. and she was all excited about it. So we, you know, she tunes in. She, you know, we became friends, and now she's one of my followers. And one time we went and had a lunch, and I'm thinking, you know, this is great, nice lunch at the Century House, had a blast, you know. I'm thinking, I can't wait, Putnam Pantry for the ice cream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Uh-uh, ain't happening. She said, we're going to go to Planet Fitness. What?
She's trying to get you in shape for the next year.
Yeah. Well, she knows when I get my shoes on, I can't see them. You know, I got to take the guy's word for it. You know what I mean? She was worried about it. No, I couldn't. There's no way. I couldn't. I said, Planet Fitness. Sure enough, we did it. You know? And, yeah, she's unbelievable. 75. She just come back from Florida. She was down there. And she down there at Planet Fitness working out. And it's just incredible the stuff she does. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but, you know. Do what you can. Everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She's trying to get me going. That was the only time I did it. I didn't do it after that.
We'll have to get you back on a training routine.
I know. Yeah. My partner crimes got me on a short leash. I love this girl. She's unreal. Anyway, what's happening? Let's see. We have some other stuff going on. I don't know. You're gonna get to work, girl. I'm thinking about we got a big event coming up. Sarah and I will be up in Salisbury Beach at the Hungry Traveler Restaurant. It's a big event coming up. Mark your calendar. It's going to happen on August 9th. And Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. There is the Motley Mutts Rescue Open House Meet and Greet. So if you are a fan of adorable dogs, this is a great place to come check out the adoptable dogs. And there will also be some fundraising as well. So raffles and baskets. Available there, and you'll get to kind of hang out with some cute pups and see if one of those adorable little dogs is yours to take home.
I actually just inherited my sister's cat. My sister's 85 years old, and she said, she was in Colorado. She goes, take my cat home. It was only a year and a half old. I'm like, okay. 6 hours I had to travel with that little guy. But he did good. He's doing pretty good. So I'm not getting a puppy this time. No
way. Yeah, we've had two rescue cats as well. And rescue is the way to go.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Yeah. And I guess they're looking for some items, maybe some items.
They're looking for potential raffle items, or if you have a basket that you want to put together and donate. To kind of help fundraise for those types of things.
And who's hosting that? That's CP Connects, I believe.
That's what it looks like, CP Connects. And that's happening at the Hungry Traveler.
Yeah.
August 9th, 4 to 7 p.m.
Yep, excellent. We're looking forward to that. Please join us. And we're going to announce this again on our road race coming up on July 4th. But it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm thinking about, that was interesting about the road race, and unfortunately about Jennifer and the tragedy. So we have to do our public service announcement. So again, Sarah's going to take over, and we're going to read the public service announcement, and then we're going to go into some music. So we'll finish off as soon as she's ready.
All right. So yes, we're going to try not to let that same tragedy with Jennifer Tinney happen again. So don't drink and drive. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed six people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And don't forget July 4th, mark your calendar, get on over there. And again, quickly, you want to tell them the email address or the website to go to, Bauxite Athletic Association? Go ahead.
Email is baa.roadrace@gmail.com, and the website is Bauxford Athletic Association, and you're going to go to the road race tab, and again, all your information, all the races, registration is right there for you.
And you're hearing it right here on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston. That's right, the Dance Music Express Music Series, DJ D and Sarah.
Yeah.
All right, you are here with the Afternoon Workout with DJ D.
Stop, now and then I get a little bit lonely and you never come around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and
hey, this is the last song for me. Coming up next is Strictly Haystack. My good friend Todd spins vinyl. Can you imagine that? Spinning vinyl right here on MFO 91.5. Just want to give a shout out to everybody. Say thank you very much for letting us entertain you and letting us into your hearts and your homes. And always remember, we care deeply for you. And thank you so much for listening to us. And a shout out to my girl Sarah for kicking it. She did a great job. She'll probably be in next week. I don't think I'll be back. her and Todd are taking over. What are you kidding me or what? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here. Love you. Always, always keep your safety. And if you can, join on with us. Sarah and I will be kicking it at the road race July 4th, Boxford, Massachusetts. DJD, WMFO 91.5, the Dance Music Express Music Series. We love you.